But first, I've been to Newbury to meet Benita Playfoot, who's founded two small businesses in the last year, one of them particularly appropriate for the year of the Olympics and the Diamond Jubilee.
Benita.
Hello, come in.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Henry.
Hello, Henry.
He's a Bassett.
He's also the logo for your business?
He is. He's a mascot for our business, for Team BP. And he has his own blog. This is our formal dining room. And it's where I actually put together all of our jewellery that we make. And everything is done in here, really. Do come and have a look at some of our products that we have created for Team BP.
And everything is branded either with the Union flag or the colours.
Absolutely, everything. We have a company in Hampshire and they actually, I design the pendant, they make it. It's all handmade, hand-painted.
How do you make a business, do you think, at this particular time, flourish?
I think, unfortunately, in what I call the space hopper model of economy that we have at the moment in the country, we're bouncing around up and down from recession to recovery. Well, where are we this week? Because the recession has gone on so long, that has had a really profound effect on people. And we mentioned about this sort of apathy that seems to be developing within the business culture. I think that needs to be stemmed. You need to have that drive.
Is there anything government could do to help the nation of would-be business people bottle that enthusiasm and sustain that drive?
Listen to what they have to say. Give them the tools to enable them to be enthusiastic, but also let them see the risks that they could actually find themselves falling under.
Well, I've left Benita and Henry the Bassett Hound behind now, and I'm going to